At 3:15 p.m., around 300 people of all faith traditions and backgrounds gathered in Berkeley for an interfaith Quran reading. The event was organized by the local chapter of Ordasha USA and corresponded with the Jewish holiday Shabbat Shuvah, or the turning point between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Pakistani-American and Oakland resident Fahim Chandra attended the Quran reading with his wife, his mother, and his child.
There's so much more in common in our religions than there are differences. So we believe Abraham is the patriarch of the monotheistic religions in the world, and we respect that. And if you look at historically at all the relations between the Jews and the Muslims, they have been overwhelmingly positive.
Chandra's mother is visiting from Karachi, Pakistan. She wears a hijab and an abaya and says people need to look beyond clothing and focus on more important issues.
People of this world, they made it a symbol, but it is not symbol. Beside this made an issue, but it is not.
After 9/11, there's been, from her perspective, a campaign against the Muslims, which has resulted in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that's resulted in just a great amount of calamity on the Muslims, in those areas.
Despi Bonadias is an atheist, but showed up to show solidarity.
I really believe that the way we have peace in the world is when people, like the people here today, are allowed to speak their truth, and when we get to listen, when the last speaker talked about how each of us has to be the protector of each other's traditions, it just filled me with so much love and gratitude.
In the Jewish tradition of confessing misdeeds publicly, project coordinator Robin Braverman made a statement to Muslims.
And we Americans have sinned against you by rashly judging others. And we Americans have sinned against you through baseless hatred.
Joel Siegel is the co-coordinator of the Berkeley Quran reading.
There are events like this happening all across the country today. They have been spontaneous, they have been grassroots, they have been ordinary people. Some of them do a lot of organizing. And some of whom just said, you know what, this is crazy. We are not going to let haters and bigots take over our discourse.
Earlier in the day, the Interfaith Council of Contra Costa County held a similar event. Babar Pasha was one of the organizers.
We're getting together here on behalf of Interfaith Council of Contra Costa County and the Ahmadiyya movement in Islam, Ahmadiyya Muslim community. And we honoring all scriptures whosoever come from God in different part of the world in different period of time, and we honoring in response to that event was planned by the Gainesville pastor, that he want to burn the scripture, but instead we want to honor all scriptures, because that's the teaching of the Holy Quran and it's the teaching of Islam, that we're supposed to honor all prophets and we honor all scriptures.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Berkeley.